الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى through His infinite grace and mercy granted us the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam so many favors which He has not granted to people before us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam himself is a great favor. Our being associated with Sayyidul Mursaleen, the leader of all the messengers, the leader of all the prophets, the leader of all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, is a great favor in itself. Kyun na paaye teri ummat khair ummat ka khitab, tu hai jab khairul bashar khairul rusul khairul anam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is khairul rusul, the best of the messengers. Khairul bashar, the best of the human beings. Khairul anam, the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is best of the messengers, best of the humans, and best of the creation, then why should this ummah not be the best nation? Kyun na paaye teri ummat khair ummat ka khitab? Why should not your ummah be given the title of khair ummah? Why should your ummah not deserve the title of the best ummah? Tu hai jab khairul bashar, when you are the best of the humans. Khairul Rusul, when you are the best of the messengers. Khairul Anam, when you are the best of the creation. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is a great ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to us without our deserving. And through the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so many favors, so many bounties, which He has not granted to any of the nations before us. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Laylatul qadr, the night of power, which is equivalent to 1,000 months. 1,000 months. It is approximately more than 80 years. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Laylatul Qadr in the month of Ramadan. And if a person was to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this one night only, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reward him for worshipping him for 1,000 months. Not only 1,000 months, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Laylatul Qadr is better than 82, 83 years. How much better only Allah knows. It could be 90 years, it could be 100 years, it could be 1,000 years. So if a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night of Qadr, the night of power, Qadr means something which is valuable. And the ulama have stated that the night of Qadr is called the night of Qadr because the person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this night becomes valuable in the eyes of the Creator. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr. And according to majority of the ulama, Laylatul Qadr rotates in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So one of the objectives of i'tikaf is to acquire the fadilah, acquire the virtue and acquire the reward of the night of Qadr. Because when a person enters the masjid with the intention of i'tikaf, then even when he is sleeping, he is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he is carrying out the devotion of i'tikaf. So if a person enters the masjid with the intention of i'tikaf during the last 10 days, then it is definite that he has acquired the reward and the virtue of Laylatul Qadr. Even if he spends the last 10 nights while sleeping from Isha till Fajr, from after Taraweeh until Fajr, because even when he is sleeping, he is in ibadah, he is in i'tikaf. From the time he enters the masjid with the intention of i'tikaf until he leaves the masjid, he is continually 24 hours in ibadah. So when a person is granted the tawfiq to carry out i'tikaf in the month of Ramadan, as long as he controls his base desires, he monitors himself properly and abstains from every disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would have definitely acquired the reward of the night of power, the night of Qadr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so many favors, so many favors. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr, if we take 8 years, 8 years, if we take, it's over 8 years and it's better than 8 years, only Allah knows how much. But if we take 8 years and if we were to strive in our lifetime to acquire Laylatul Qadr, and if we were fortunate to acquire the night of power only 10 times in our life, 10 times, on the day of Qiyamah we will be resurrected and present to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if we have worshipped Him for 800 years. This great ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted only to this ummah, only to the ummah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has acquainted us with the greatest Nabi, with the most unique Nabi, with the best Nabi, with the most virtuous Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as a result He has made us the best ummah, And thereafter, as a result of this connection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so many favors through the barakah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asad, fuyuze dare Mustafa ka kya kehna? Asad, fuyuze dare Mustafa ka kya kehna? What can I say, O Asad? The poet, his name is Asad, he says, O Asad, what can I say regarding the spiritual benefits of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Fuyuze dare Mustafa ka kya kehna? What can I say? Regarding the generosity, regarding the faiz, regarding the spiritual benefits of associating with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Asad, fuyuze dare Mustafa ka kya kehna? Jise jo bhi saadat mili, jitni mili, wahi se mili. Whatever blessing and whatever goodness a person has acquired, jise jo bhi saadat mili, whatever goodness, whatever blessing a person has acquired, jitni mili, and how much ever he has acquired, wahi se mili. It is from the connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so many favors, so many favors. And during this night of power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed another great favor to us. One of the greatest favors, that is the Quran. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We have revealed the Quran in the night of Qadr. In the night of Qadr. From Lawh-e Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah, which is on the first heaven. Lawh-e Mahfuz is on the seventh heaven. Baytul Izzah is on the first heaven. So before the advent of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transferred a copy of the whole Quran from Lawh-e Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah. And after the advent of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, under the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would take out that portion of the Quran which was to be revealed upon our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Baytul Izzah, from the first heaven, and pass it on to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So this transferring of the Quran from Lawh-e Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah took place during the night of power. The whole Quran was revealed from Lawh-e Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah before the advent of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the night of power. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. And the very first verses of the glorious Quran revealed to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq khalaqal insana min alaq. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram alladhi 'allama bil qalam 'allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. Were also during the night of power, during the night of Qadr in the month of Ramadan. So this Quran is a very great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim Dhalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fih. This great book, there is no doubt in it. There is no doubt that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt that it is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt that it is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt that it was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his final Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the medium of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is a book of guidance for those people who have taqwa. It is a book of guidance for those people who have the ability to become muttaqi. It is not guidance only for those people who have taqwa. It is a guidance for all those people who have the ability to become muttaqi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted each and every person the ability to become muttaqi. Every Muslim, every non-Muslim has the ability to become muttaqi. Because if a person who lives a life without Islam and dies a life without Islam, or if a person lives a life without taqwa and he did not have the ability of acquiring taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so fair And so just that he will not question him. How can Allah question him that why did you not acquire taqwa? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question each and every human being. Allah will question each and every human being regarding the acquisition of taqwa. The first stage of taqwa is to abstain from kufr, abstain from shirk, and abstain from nifaq. This is the first stage of taqwa. To abstain from kufr, to disbelieving, to abstain from shirk, idolatry, to abstain from nifaq, hypocrisy. And the second stage of taqwa is to abstain from everything that brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person accepts iman and he repents from kufr, shirk and nifaq, and thereafter he lives a life of piety, he carries out all the faraid, he carries out all the wajibat, he abstains from all the haram, he abstains from all the makruhati tahrimiya. So he abstains from anything that will bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He reaches that level of taqwa upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all the promises of this world and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلِيهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ, if the people of the towns, if the people who reside in their localities, towns, cities, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا, if they had accepted iman, so that is the first level of taqwa, if they had repented from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, and if they had accepted iman, and thereafter wattaqaw, and if they had adopted taqwa, that means if they had refrained from anything and everything that displeases the Creator, what has Allah promised for such people? Lafatahna alihim barakatim minas samai wal ard, we would open the doors of barakat from the heavens and also from the earth. They would see barakat and barakat. Barakat from the earth, barakat from the heavens, barakat from the right, barakat from the left, barakat from the front, barakat from behind. They would experience nothing but barakah. Nothing but barakah. The only two things required is iman and taqwa. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed all of us with iman. The only thing we need to inculcate in our lives now is taqwa in order to become deserving of the barakat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if barakah is descending from the top, and if barakah is coming from the bottom, barakah is coming from the right, barakah is coming from the left, barakah is coming from the front, barakah is coming from behind, then how can the minutest calamity or discomfort touch this person? It's not possible. So if we on an individual base were to adopt taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant us security in this world at the time of death, in the qabr and on the day of qiyamah. And if we collectively as the ummah were to adopt taqwa, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant us security in this very world. Allah would remove all our problems. Allah would solve all our problems. So the key to all our problems is iman and taqwa. Iman and taqwa. And taqwa has many levels. This is the second level. All we need to do is to go as far as the second level. Once we have reached the second level, we inculcate in ourselves this level of taqwa. We enlighten our hearts with this level of taqwa, whereby we have the ability and we have the expertise to abstain from anything that displeases Allah. And if overcome by shaitan, overcome by nafs, if we sleep, then we have the ability and we have the expertise to realize that I have made a mistake and repent immediately. So taqwa tawba, taqwa tawba, taqwa tawba, taqwa tawba. If we inculcate this in our lives, if we become expert in this, that we try our utmost to abstain from anything that displeases Allah, as soon as we displease Allah, we realize, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. As soon as they sleep, the muttaqeen, as soon as they sleep, so even the muttaqeen will sleep now and then. But the difference between we and the muttaqeen is that we sleep over and over again, whereas they sleep only sometimes. Because they are very, very careful, they monitor their nafs, they monitor themselves, and they try their utmost not to sleep. And when they do sleep, the difference between we and them is that we sleep and we don't get up. But as far as the muttaqeen are concerned, الَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ They immediately realize that we have made a mistake, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ And they say, Oh Allah, forgive my sins. Oh Allah, I repent, I will not commit this mistake again. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ And they believe, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ Who can forgive sins other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ And knowingly, they do not insist on that mistake. They do not continue committing that mistake. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says in a couplet, Zalim, abhi hai fursat e tawba, to der nagar. In the Arabic language, Zalim is the one who commits a sin. Zalim is the wrongdoer. Zalim is not the oppressor only. When you look at the broader meaning of Zalim means the one who does wrong. So if he oppresses somebody, he is Zalim. If he does not give zakah, he is Zalim. If he does not perform salat, he is Zalim. If he does not lower his gaze, he is Zalim. If he does not safeguard his ears from listening to wrong things, he is Zalim. So Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, Zalim, abhi hai fursat-e tawba. O the sinner, you still have the opportunity to repent. So repent. Do not delay. Zalim, abhi hai fursat-e tawba, tu der na kar. Inna Allah ta'ala yaqbalu tawbat al-abd ma lam yughargir. Inna Allah ta'ala yaqbalu tawbat al-abd ma lam yughargir. Until the final moments when a person is breathing his last, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the veils of the hereafter and he is able to view Jannah Jahannam, he is able to view the angels of death, he is able to view shaitan. Now if he repents, his repentance will not be accepted. But before that moment, if he sincerely repents and if he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, Oh Allah, I am sincere, I have repented, I will not commit any sin from today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately accepts his sin. He accepts his tawbah. Allama Qadi Baydawi rahimahullah ta'ala says that the sinner is known as Zalim in the Arabic language. Zalim. And the great sinner is known as Zaloom. And the greatest sinner is known as Zallam. Zalim, Zaloom, Zallam. Sinner, the great sinner and the greatest sinner. Sinner, big sinner and the biggest sinner. Allama Qadi Baydawi rahimahullah ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned his three attributes in the Quran. Ghafir, Ghafur and Ghaffar. Ghafir is the forgiver. Ghafur is the great forgiver. And Ghaffar is the greatest forgiver. Qadi Baydawi rahimahullah ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicating that, Oh my servant, don't lose hope in me. Don't lose hope in my mercy. Ya ibadi, O my servants, alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, O my servants, who have oppressed themselves by disobeying me. Because when a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, he harms himself. Ya ibadi, O my servants, alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, who have crossed all the limits as far as sinning is concerned, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, do not despair. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is trying to say that my sins are so many that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is not enough for those sins to be forgiven. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is weak. It cannot encompass me in itself. Allah cannot encompass me in his mercy. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wasiyat rahmati kulla shay. My mercy encompasses each and everything. As long as the one who repents is sincere. So Qadi Baidawi rahimahullah ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicating by mentioning three attributes in the glorious Quran, Ghafir, Ghafur, Ghaffar, that, O my servants, which level of sin are you at? Are you zalim or are you zalum or are you zalam? If you are zalim, then remember I am ghafir. If you are a sinner, then I am a forgiver. And if you are zalum, you are a great sinner, then remember that I am ghafur, the great forgiver. And if you have crossed all limits, and if you have become zalam, the greatest sinner, then remember that I am also ghaffar, the greatest forgiver. The greatest forgiver. Allahu Akbar. So Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, Zalim, abhi hai fursat e tawbah. Tu der na kar. You still have the opportunity to repent, so do not delay. Oh, the sinner, you still have the opportunity to repent, so do not delay. If a boxer is knocked out, if he falls on the floor, then if he gets up before the count of 10, then he is still in the game. So a boxer who falls until the count of 10 should not feel that I am out of the game. He still has a chance. So Muti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah says that before the count of 10, and here the count of 10 is before you breathe your last. Before you begin to see the scenes of the hereafter, before your final moments, if you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. 90 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he is granted the tawfiq to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before his final moments, all his past sins are forgiven. Adultery, fornication, gambling, music, no, alcohol, no. A person remains engaged in kufr and shirk for 90 years, for 1,000 years, for 2,000 years, for 3,000 years. And Allah grants him the tawfiq to repent sincerely. Just before his final moments, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect him as a wali on the day of Qiyamah. Look at the strength of tawbah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, At-taibu minat zambi kamalla zamba lahu. The one who repents from sin is as if, is like that person who has never committed a sin. On the day of Qiyamah, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is all-knowing, will know that this person had committed this sin and thereafter he had repented and I have forgiven. Only Allah will know. Even the angels who write our sins will be made to forget. Anyone who had witnessed us committing that sin will be made to forget. Only Allah will know on the day of Qiyamah that this person had committed the sin. So if a person was to commit a sin for 1,000 years or continue committing sins for 1,000 years, on the day of Qiyamah when he will be resurrected, nobody will know that he had committed sins for 1,000 years and thereafter he had repented. Nobody will know. That is how Kareem Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Kareem, one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Kareem. And Kareem is he who grants without the servant deserving. So Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, Zalim abhi hai fursat e tawba tu der na kar. Oh, the sinner, you still have the chance to repent, so do not delay. Wo bhi gira nahi, jo gira phir sambal gaya. Wo bhi gira nahi, that person is not called a knockout who after being knocked out gets up before the count of 10. Before the count of 10, if somebody gets up, nobody says that he was knocked out. He is a loser, he is not a champion. You have a person who is knocked out 10 times, 10 knockouts, and all 10 times he gets up before the count of 10. And his opponent is knocked out once and he cannot get up before the count of 10. Who is the champion? This person who fell on the ground 10 times is the champion. So the person who continually slips, but he repents, slips, but he repents, slips, but he repents. So taqwa, we need to spend our lives with taqwa. With taqwa. And part of taqwa is tawbah. Whenever we sleep, we make tawbah. Whenever we sleep, we make tawbah. Whenever we sleep, we make tawbah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised those people, Allah has made all the promises that we find in the Quran, that we find in the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for those people who have this level of taqwa. Which level of taqwa? That they try their utmost to abstain from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They try their utmost to abstain from making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy. And when they do, then they repent immediately as soon as possible and they make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this ability to every human. It is for this reason Allah says here, hudal lil muttaqin. In another place Allah says, shahru ramadhan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'anu hudal lil nas. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran in the month of Ramadan as a source of guidance for all the people. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is a source of guidance for those people who have taqwa. That means it is a source of guidance for those people who have the ability to acquire taqwa. And every human has the ability to acquire taqwa. So my friends, Quran is a very great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have four students amongst us who will be reciting the final verses of the glorious Quran, putting the whole Quran to memory. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enlightened their hearts with more than 6,000 verses of the glorious Quran. More than 6,000 verses of the glorious Quran. And if these very students who have been blessed with this great ni'mat were now to work more harder, keep this Quran to memory until they breathe their last, learn the message of the Quran by becoming ulama themselves or by sitting in the company of the ulama and acquiring knowledge from the ulama, and if they were to find out the do's and the don'ts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the do's and abstain from the don'ts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only grant them Jannah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them the opportunity to intercede on behalf of 10 people from their family upon whom Jahannam has become wajib. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man tara al-Quran, one who reads the Quran, fastazharahu, and thereafter he memorizes the Quran, fa'ahalla halalahu wa harrama haramahu. He takes halal as halal, so he indulges in halal. And he takes haram as haram. He abstains from haram. What will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him? Adkhalahu Allahu al-Jannah. Allah will grant him entry into Jannah. Washaffahu fi asharatin min ahli baytihi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, Hold on. Intercede for 10 people from your family. From your relatives. 10 people from your family, from your relatives. Upon whom Jahannam is incumbent. They were so filthy. And they had disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that they deserve Jannah. So find 10 people from your family and intercede that, oh Allah, I want this person to go in Jannah with me. I will grant 10 people entry into Jannah with you. وَشَفَّاهُ فِي أَشَرَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ كُلُّهُمْ قَدْ وَجَبَتْ لَهُمْ. A great virtue. But for whom? For those people who memorize the whole Quran. And thereafter they keep it to memory until they breathe their last. They memorize the Quran and they keep it to memory. Because who is the Hafiz of the Quran? Maulana is called Hafiz of the Quran. Maulana is called Hafiz of the Quran. There are many brothers here who are not called Hafiz of the Quran. So what is the difference between the two of you? Maulana is called Hafiz of the Quran because he has put the whole Quran to memory. And you cannot be called Hafiz of the Quran. You cannot be called Hafiz of the Quran even if you wish. People will say, no, you don't know the whole Quran by heart. How can we call you Hafiz? So if Maulana has memorized the whole Quran, and thereafter Maulana forgets the Quran, in the eyes of the public he may be Hafiz of the Quran, but not in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he is not Hafiz in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not deserve a single virtue. This virtue is for those people who become Hafiz of the Quran and who go into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah as Hafiz of the Quran. So we need to become Hufaz of the Quran, maintain the Quran to memory until we breathe our last, and try our utmost to become ulama, and if not possible, then sit in the company of the ulama, learn from them, and live our lives according to the guidance of the Quran. Inshallah, if we do this, Allah will grant us honor in this world, Allah will grant us honor in the grave, Allah will grant us honor on the day of Qiyamah when He will say, Iqra wartaqi, read and elevate your status. Read and elevate your status. Read and elevate your status. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the honor to intercede on behalf of 10 people. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. These are the rewards for those people who attach themselves to the Quran. And not only for those people who become Hufaz of the Quran. If a person was not fortunate enough to become Hafiz of the Quran, he can also become from the Ahlul Quran, from the people of Quran. How? By reciting the Quran regularly. On a daily basis, recite one juz of the Quran, two juz of the Quran, three juz of the Quran, according to your capability, according to your schedule, your time permitting. If not one juz, three quarter juz, half a juz, quarter juz, one ruku, start with one ruku if you are unable to. And continue reciting from Suratul Fatiha until one nas. So one who recites the Quran regularly, and he sits in the company of the ulama in the durus of the Quran, and he tries to understand the message of the Quran. And he tries to his level best to implement whatever he is learning. And wherever he falters, he says, oh Allah, forgive me. Allah will grant this person so much reward as well. So much reward. Man qara harfam min kitabillah falahu bihi hasanatun. One who reads one letter from the glorious Quran, Allah will grant him one hasana. One hasana, one good deed. And the principle Allah has set is, وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِيَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. When a person commits a sin, one sin remains one sin. But when a person carries out a good deed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies this good deed by minimum by 10. Minimum by 10. Sometimes it could be 15, sometimes it could be 20, sometimes it could be 700, إِلَى سَبِيَ مِيَةِ ذِئْفٍ, and sometimes more than إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا. Depending on the sacrifice that this person is giving. For example, a person without a stutter, his sacrifice will be less than the person who has a problem of stutter. He will not be able to recite the Quran very easily. Similarly, a person who is Hafiz of the Quran, for him to recite one juz is no difficulty. And somebody who is not Hafiz of the Quran, he recites one juz. So Allah will give more reward according to the sacrifice one gives, according to the sincerity, level of sincerity that he has. But minimum is 10. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one who recites one harf from the Quran, A-Lam. So A-Lam-Tara. A-Lam-Tara. Five letters. A-Lam-Tara. 50 reward. 50 reward definitely. A-Lam-Tara. La akulu alif lam mim harfun, walakin alifun harfun, walamun harfun, wamimun harfun. I do not say that in alam tara, alif is one, alam is one letter. I say alif is a separate letter, lam is a separate letter, mim is a separate letter. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra'ul Quran, read Quran. Fa innahu ya'ti yawm al qiyamati shafi'an li ashabihi. Because on the day of Qiyamah, Quran will intercede for those people who looked after the Quran. And what is the way of looking after the Quran? What is the way of becoming the companion of the Quran? The Quran will intercede for those people who are the companions of the Quran. How can we become the companions of the Quran? By reciting the Quran on a regular basis. I would urge all my friends, all my brothers, to make a firm resolution that inshallah, from today, not from tomorrow, from today we will begin reciting the Quran from Suratul Fatiha, and we will continue reciting one juz on a daily basis. If one juz is difficult, those of you who are already reciting one juz, mashallah, they should remain on one juz. They should try to increase. But the beginners, those who will find a barrier between themselves and the Quran, shaitan and nafs whispering, oh, one juz, it's very difficult, no time. Begin with three quarter, begin with half, begin with quarter, begin with one ruku, but daily. On a daily basis. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi says that it is necessary for each Muslim to complete the recitation of the glorious Quran twice in a year. Twice in a year. Now look back at our lives. Let us look back at our lives. Many of us do not even recite the Quran once throughout the year. Not even once. And according to Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, it is necessary to recite the whole Quran 9 times in a year. 9 times. But we are the followers of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, at least we should complete the Quran twice. And there have been people who would recite the Quran on a daily basis. It was the miracle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated to them to the status of wilaya. So miracle used to take place. Yahya ibn Sayyid al-Qattan rahimahullah ta'ala, Yahya ibn Ma'in rahimahullah ta'ala says, Yahya ibn Sayyid al-Qattan rahimahullah ta'ala recited and completed one Quran daily for continuously 20 years. 20 years. Abu Bakr ibn Iyash rahimahullah ta'ala completed the whole Quran daily for continuously 30 years. So friends, let us recite the Quran. And thereafter, let us find a masjid where the local imam is imparting his durus on the Quran. And let us participate in the durus of the Quran. So we understand the message of the Quran. And number three, let us practice whatever we learn. And whilst doing all these three things, we are unable to do it ourselves. We need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So continually, even after the salat, now say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, we have made resolutions. It is you. It is you. Through your mercy, you brought me here today in this gathering. And it was only your mercy that you made the speaker say those things which were relevant to my life. The speaker could not have said anything without your desire, without your wish. There are so many topics he could have discussed. It was you who made him say what was relevant to my life. And it was you who penetrated his words in my heart. It was you who gave me the tawfiq to reflect. And it is only you who gave me the tawfiq to resolve. Resolve in my heart that no, enough is enough. I have wasted 40 years of my life, 50 years of my life, 60 years of my life, 20 years of my life. Enough is enough. Death could be round the corner. I may not see Ramadan. Or this Ramadan may be last for me. Enough is enough. Now I need to connect to the Quran. So on the day of Qiyamah, I am resurrected as a person attached to the Quran, connected to the Quran. So Allah, I have made these resolutions. Everything has happened through your fazl only, through your grace only, through your help only. Oh Allah, give me the tawfiq to materialize whatever resolutions I have made. And thereafter strive, ask Allah, strive, ask Allah, strive, ask Allah, strive. And there is no better time to make a U-turn than the last few days of Shaban and the month of Ramadan. And the month of Ramadan is specially connected to the Quran, because Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam used to daily visit our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Daily. Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam would recite the Quran to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Wa kana yalqahu Jibreel fi kulli laylatin min Ramadan. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu says that Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam would meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during every night of Ramadan. Fayudarisuhu al-Quran, and they would recite the Quran to each other every night of the Quran. The ulama have discussed this point as to why Jibreel used to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the night and not during the day in the month of Ramadan to recite the Quran and to listen to the Quran. One of the answers that the ulama have given is that during the night, in the serenity of the night, when everything is quiet, a person is able to ponder over the message more clearly. So that means Jibreel used to recite the Quran and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would concentrate on the meaning also. So he would try to re-understand the Quran. It's a lesson for the ummah. That don't only recite the Quran, but understand the Quran also. Because if you recite the Quran only, Allah will grant you a reward. But without understanding the Quran, you will not be able to practice the Quran. And if you don't practice the Quran, and if Allah remains unhappy with you, how will that reward help you? Because by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by going against the Quran, your sins will become more greater than your rewards. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would listen to the Quran during the night, so he is able to understand fully and appreciate the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practice. So listen to the Quran also. Read the Quran and listen to the Quran from the ulama. We are very fortunate in the UK that majority of the masajid have imams who impart their durus on Quran and hadith. And on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions, we will have no excuse whatsoever. Why did you not understand my Quran? Why did you not understand the hadith of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We will not be able to say that the ulama didn't do anything for us. We will not be able to say that we lived in a village in Pakistan or India where we did not have any alim. There was only hafiz of the Quran who taught us how to read the Quran, and that's as far as. We couldn't go as far as the city because we were very busy with our farming, and we could not spare any. No, here in this country we will not be able to take out any excuse. So we need to understand the message of the Quran and also implement the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the reward. My friends, read the Quran one juz daily, if not then three quarter, if not then half, if not then quarter, if not then one ruku. And in the month of Ramadan, make targets. Targets that I always say to the Huffaz that every Hafiz should complete at least 10 Quran in the month of Ramadan. At least 10 Quran. And non-Huffaz should make a target of 5 Quran at least. And then increase. This year 5, next year 6, the year after 7, the year after 8, the year after 9. And try to take it as higher. And after Ramadan also continue reciting the Quran. Let us associate ourselves to this great book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can become success in this world and also in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the barakat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the barakat of the Quran, the barakat of the month of Ramadan, the barakat of the night of Qadr, the barakat of this majlis, the barakat of this young Huffaz who will be completing the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the barakat of this very precious time between Asr and Maghrib, and may Allah grant us the barakat of this gathering, the barakat of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a result make us all mubarak, keep us mubarak until we breathe our last. May Allah make our death mubarak, may Allah make our qabr mubarak, may Allah make our resurrection mubarak, and may Allah make our entry into Jannah without having to go in the fire of Jahannam with abundance of barakah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all together in Jannatul Firdaus with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
Islam Thakur, son of Brother Sajid Thakur.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبلد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك والشوق إلى لقائك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحل حلاله ويحرم حرامه ويقيم حدوده. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب غمومنا وهمومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما, یسر و سہولت کا معاملہ فرما, عفو و عافیت کا, فضل و عنایت کا, حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما. اے اللہ ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, اے اللہ ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, اے اللہ ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ہماری سیئات کو معاف فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین ہم تیرے اقرار مجرم ہے, الہ العالمین گناہوں میں زندگی گزار دی ہے. اے ارحم الراحمین اس مبارک مجلس میں, مبارک گھڑی میں, مبارک جگہ میں الہ العالمین ہم نے کچھ ارادے کیے ہیں, الہ العالمین تیری ہی توفیق سے ہوئے ہیں. الہ العالمین اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما, عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما, عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہمیں اہل القرآن میں سے بنا دے, الہ العالمین اصحاب قرآن میں سے بنا دے, الہ العالمین حاملین قرآن میں سے بنا دے, الہ العالمین علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما دے. یہ ارحم الراحمین قرآن سے جوڑ پیدا فرما دے, یہ ارحم الراحمین قرآن سے حقیقی معنی میں وابستگی نصیب فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر عطا فرما, دنیا اور آخرت کے ہر شر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. مسلمانوں نے عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما, مسلمانوں نے عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما, مسلمانوں نے عالم کے حال پہ رحم فرما. الہ العالمین دنیا کو امن سے بھر دے, دنیا کو سلامتی سے بھر دے, دنیا کو رحمتوں سے بھر دے, دنیا کو برکتوں سے بھر دے. الہ العالمین نصرت نازل فرما. الہ العالمین ہمارے اس ملک میں جو انتخاب ہونے والے ہیں اس میں خیر کے فیصلے فرما, خیر کے فیصلے فرما, خیر کے فیصلے فرما, برکتوں کے فیصلے فرما. الہ العالمین مسلمانوں کے لیے, انسانیت کے لیے خیر کے فیصلے فرما, خیر کے فیصلے فرما, خیر کے فیصلے فرما. الہ العالمین خیر کے فیصلے فرما. الہ العالمین امن کو عام فرما دے, نفرت کی فضاؤں کو ختم فرما دے. الہ العالمین خیر کو عام فرما, ہدایت کو عام فرما. الہ العالمین جن بچوں نے قرآن مجید کو آج ختم کیا انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما, انہیں بے انتہا قبول فرما. الہ العالمین مرتے دم تک قرآن کی حفاظت کرنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین تو نے ان کے سینوں کو قرآن کے الفاظ سے منور کر دیا ہے. الہ العالمین قرآن کے علوم معارف سے بھی ان کو منور فرما دے. الہ العالمین علماء ربانیین میں شامل فرما. الہ العالمین امت کی قیادت کرنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین امت کی باغ بور سنبھالنے والا بنا دے. الہ العالمین انہیں امت کی ہمدردی عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین انہیں اپنے ماں باپ کے لیے, اساتذہ کے لیے, ہم سب کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ بنا, آخرت میں نجات کا ذریعہ بنا. اے ارحم الراحمین ان کی برکت سے ہم سب کو قبولیت نصیب فرما, قابلیت عطا فرما, صلاحیت عطا فرما, صالحیت عطا فرما. اے ارحم الراحمین اس مسجد کو, یہاں کے مدرسے کو, یہاں کے منتظمین کو, یہاں کے مدرسین کو, مدرسات کو, یہاں کے مصلیوں کو, الہ العالمین اس وقت جو مجمع میں حاضر ہیں, جو سن رہے ہیں, سبھی کو الہ العالمین برکتوں سے مالا مال فرما. الہ العالمین ختم قرآن کے موقع پر, تیرے کلام کے ختم کے موقع پر تو دعاؤں کو قبول کرتا ہے. الہ العالمین ہماری حاجتیں تو ہم سے زیادہ جانتا ہے. یا رب الرحیمین ہمارے متعلقین کی, ہمارے ماں باپ کی, ہمارے بچوں کی, ہمارے رشتے داروں کی, ہمارے دوست احباب کی, محبین محسنین کی, پوری امت کی, الہ العالمین ساری جائز حاجتیں دنیاوی اخروی پوری فرما دی. الہ العالمین بہت امیدیں لے کر آئے ہیں. الہ العالمین خالی ہاتھ مت لوٹا, جھولیوں کو بھر دے. اے اللہ جھولیوں کو بھر دے, اے اللہ جھولیوں کو بھر دے, جھولیوں کو بھر دے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خیر الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین وآخر دعوانا ان الحمد للہ رب العالمین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.